Hadoop and Zookeeper, and again, what can it do for us? Please.
Thank you. Yes, still off the talk, what can Hadoop do for Debian? First question, who of you is tired after 3 days of Linux Talk? Only one? Okay, so I can go straight ahead, no gymnastic in advance. I'll give a short introduction about the origins of the Hadoop project. It all started with Google releasing a paper about their infrastructure. Three papers, actually. The first one about their MapReduce framework. You're not supposed to read the paper. I've made the first sentences bigger here. And just some keywords from the abstract. It's about processing and generating large data sets. It's about a programming framework which allows you to concentrate on your algorithms, and you're not supposed to know anything about distributed systems. You can just work over big data without hassling around with all the problems that arise with distributed systems like synchronization, communication, locking. And just an example, what I mean when I say big data, this is from CERN, the big accelerator experiment. They are, I think, one of the most big data producers by now. And or you can take the internet with petabytes or zettabytes of data. We're talking about this scale. And if you do have a data center and process big data, if you have thousands of servers, that constantly servers are going down, and you better plan in advance for servers going down and program your system in such a way that the system continues running even in case of some nodes going down regularly. So what are the requirements for applications when you deal with big data? You need redundancy for your data. You need to plan ahead for servers that go down and make it easy to restart server, to put new servers in. You need policies so that your application that couldn't run on one server is restarted on another server. Need to automate the task of geographic distribution of your data. By geographic, you can think about racks so that your data is replicated over different racks so that the power of one rack goes down. You still have access to your data on another rack, or you can think about different data centers so that your data should be saved once in Europe, once in America. You must be able to program parallel algorithms so that you can scale vertically and scale by the number of your servers. And I just thought about giving this talk when this incident occurred. One important Debian machine went down in the middle of March, and Debian had a downtime of about 2 weeks where nobody could upload new packages to Debian. It wasn't that critical, but it wasn't nice either. And so I thought, because in the same time I was dealing with my Hadoop packages, maybe this would be interesting for some Debian people. Because the Debian archive also goes in the direction of big data. It's only 500 gigabytes by now, as far as I know. But we also have the snapshot service that takes all Debian, should take all Debian packages of all times that have ever been once in the Debian archive and archives them. And the size of this data by now is around 10 terabytes, and it's growing with 5 gigabytes per day, I believe. A little background about the history of Hadoop. It started 2004 with the first Google paper about the MapReduce algorithm framework. And then there was the Apache project Nudge, which implements a free crawler and search engine, which thought, well, this is exactly the thing we need to solve our problems when we do search at scale. So they started to implement the Hadoop distributed file system, which is a clone of the Google file system. Then there was 2006, a paper from Google about their database Bigtable, which ended up to be cloned as an Apache project with the name HBase. The author of Nudge and HDFS has been hired afterwards by Yahoo to work inside Yahoo on this project. Now Hadoop, now Yahoo and Facebook are the two main contributors of Hadoop, and both of them have clusters with thousands of machines running Hadoop, HDFS, MapReduce, and HBase. Hadoop consists of, Hadoop is a family of projects which consists of the Hadoop core, some core libraries that are used by different projects. Avro is a library for communication in your cluster so that you can serialize your data either for transmission over the network or for saving on the disk. And to be able to serialize and unserialize across language borders. So you can serialize your data with Java and unserializes with Python or C as you like. On top of this, there is the MapReduce framework to run algorithms in parallel over your big data. Then there is the distributed file system. Then there is the third project, which concentrates of coordination in the cluster, ZooKeeper, because coordinating distributed systems is a zoo. And on top of that, there are three more analytic systems, which I won't describe here, and the distributed database, HBase. So what does the file system do? How does it work? I do have, by now, one server in my cluster which acts as the name node, and anybody here is experienced with distributed systems or runs a cluster or a distributed system? Nobody by now. So you may have spotted that I said there's one name node, which means it isn't highly available because there is no one for failover. And this is known, and it should be solved in the next version of HDFS. By now, it's only one name node. A client who wants to work on the distributed file systems connects to the name node. The name node knows where are the files I manage, which data nodes actually do have the different blocks of the file which are requested. And the name node gives back some objects to the client, which handles afterwards the retrievement of the different data blocks from different data nodes. And for the client, all of this is transparent. The client just asks for one file and gets it back from different data nodes. HDFS manages the replication, the distribution of data across the cluster, and I define which server takes part of which rack, so that HDFS can make first saves the data on one server in one rack, then distributes it instantly to another rack and makes another copy, for example, in the same rack, so that I have a replication grade of 3. If I can also give other replication policies and other replication numbers. I'll skip this. Some characteristics of the file systems. It's implemented in Java. I guess some Debian developers may have problems with Java systems, but it's still fun to work with it. Usual block sizes in HDFS cluster is 64 or 128 megabytes. So you're not supposed to write regular files in the cluster, but some kind of, I have a file of all the crawled page in 1 hour in one file, something like that. It's optimized for streaming access. So you start reading 64 megabyte files and read it from the start to the end and want to work over all of the data in this file. I told about the name node and the single point of failure. There are C bindings so that you can write Perl, Python, PHP bindings for HDFS or Ruby. And there also exists already a fuse binding so that you can access this as a normal part of your file system. Demonstration would just be install. Hadoop is by now in Debian testing, and I hope it will be in Squeeze 2. And the different parts of the Hadoop systems are all different daemon packages. The daemon packages just come with one init script to start the package, and everything else is in the dependencies. So you take one server who should be the name node, apt-get install Hadoop name node over there, a secondary name node, and as many data nodes as you like. And configuration is handled by update alternative, so you can manage the Hadoop configuration also as Debian packages, and in the Debian package just provide a new alternative for the Hadoop configuration. So about MapReduce. The basic idea about MapReduce is that you have so much data that you couldn't handle anymore to ship the data around to the servers where the data should be processed. So you rather send the programs, the algorithms around. In the case of Java programs, you just take the jar file with the MapReduce job and tell the framework, well, this is the algorithm, send it to all the data nodes and process the data that is on those nodes and just give me back the result. I don't want all the data to fill up my network.